There's another way of looking at this, which is perhaps even more painful, but itself brings a nechama. La'olam le'nevash is in the plural, and we should not be ashamed. So of course we understand that in simple terms. We shouldn't be ashamed of receiving something for nothing. We shouldn't be ashamed that we trusted in someone other than Hashem. Ki b'chava tachni, because really we trust in you, Hashem. The other way of learning le'nevash, and the Tefillah Shleima says this in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh, is that the Shekhinah itself, Shekhinah herself, shouldn't be ashamed of us. Yisuch Yisrael says, Le'olam le'nevash, that Hashem shouldn't be ashamed of us. And he bases it on a Ramak, Ramesha called Devero, Hashem's called Melech Olav, King who is shamed. It's like someone that wanted to plant grapes and the grapes turned sour. It's embarrassing. That we, through our actions, can cause Hashem shame. It's impossible for us to really conceive of these ideas. But perhaps, if the whole purpose and the raison d'etre of Klal Yisrael is to be marba b'chvod shamay, to bring Hashem's glory into the world and bring honor to the King, and we don't do that. And we don't do that because we trust in something other than Hashem, be it our own strength, our own power, our own might, our own wealth. Be it another human being, boss of Adam. Be it the forces of nature, the markets. And we don't trust in Hashem. Not only is that embarrassing for us, this is embarrassing for Hashem. These are my children. This is what I put into the world. I created a nation of my children who were there to bring all of humanity to a recognition of me, and they blew it. They left me out of the picture. They didn't realize and recognize my presence, my intimate involvement in their lives. That kaviyachal is Hashem's pain. That's what we talk about, tzar hashchina. The Hashem's in pain when we're in galus. Chol tzarasam lei tzar. In all of our pain, Hashem has pain. Perhaps to realize that yes, because we're in a relationship with Hashem, it works both ways. He's invested in us. He's put great stock in us. Kvod Shamayim depends on us. That's an awesome thing. We're empowered to the point where it, as so to speak, makes a difference to him, makes a difference to the Shekhinah, whether humanity will have an awareness of Hashem or not. Whether there'll be Kiddush Hashem in the world or not depends on us. It depends on our level of faith and trust in Him. And therefore, were we to place our hopes in mankind and not place our faith in Hashem, that causes shame to Hashem. Well, this is what I created. It went so wrong. To be able to feel Hashem's pain. La'olam le'nevash. Our pain creates Hashem's pain. To tap into Tzara Shechina. To realize we can avoid that by having faith and trust in Hashem. Simchal keinu imahem la'olam le'nevash. If we have real betachen, we avoid all of this.